On this Mother's Day weekend, I'm going to read you a story, Love You Forever by Robert Munch. You can look and listen. You can close your eyes and imagine. You can even close your eyes and fall asleep. We'll wake you up in time for the collection. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew, he grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at night, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The little boy grew, he grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old, and he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at night, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. And if he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. And if he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. That teenager grew, he grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened the bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. And if that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. And one day she called up her son and said, you better come to see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother and picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang to her, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mother you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." On this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, traditionally designated Good Shepherd Sunday, during which we pray for an increase of vocation to the priesthood and religious life, we also celebrate Eucharist on Mother's Day weekend. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was also a very, very good storyteller. And he tells us that we are like sheep held in the hands of God. Now, I suspect that most of us never held a sheep or a lamb, but we've held puppies and kittens, and they're kind of cute. But even more important than lamb and sheep and kittens and puppies, I suspect that all of us have held a baby in our hands. The baby might have been cute, calm, and cuddly. The baby might be crying, coughing, or spitting up, but it was still good to hold a baby in safe and caring hands, close to a loving heart. You see, we've come to believe in a God who loves us forever, and God holds us with hands and arms that are strong and gentle. He holds us in a very safe place. During our whole life, within our mother's womb and outside of our mother's womb, God sings to each of us the lyrics of a song that tell us that we are forever loved and liked. Forever, because of Christ Jesus, an adopted son and daughter of God. And we need to simply take delight in that good news. Parishioner Kara Lawler, in her book entitled A Letter for Every Mother, writes that both her son and daughter tell her that her arms feel like home whenever she holds them. What a statement. Her arms feel like home. She writes, "There is no better compliment, no greater gift, no greater job, no more important purpose." Kara continues, "We moms, with our imperfections and insecurities, have the great privilege of being home for our children. Our arms, their great sanctuary." The church needs more priests who are good shepherds, who have the privilege of loving God's people forever and never acting with disrespect or abuse. Society and the church needs parents, moms and dads, family members who appreciate the privilege of loving each other forever and caring for one another thoughtfully and gratefully. We all need places where we feel at home, safe, secure, and loved. And we all have a part to play in making the church, God's family, this parish, a home where the lyrics of God's love song are sung and the embrace of God's love is felt in Christ Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.